Hey, 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 hey! Happy Halloween! Get up and dance! Get up and dance! It's a Halloween party! Hey, who's the cool ghoul? Wouldn't you like to know? Well, let me tell you. I hope everybody is having a good time looking at all the Halloween decorations. I mean, every year the people who decorate their houses and lawns try to outdo each other, and they are succeeding every year. There's so many 10-foot, 12-foot skeletons on people's lawns this year. You think it's invasion of the giants or something. But, hey, Halloween can be fun. In fact, it's probably the most celebrated holiday in America now. Most popular one, at least for the kids. And if you haven't gone out and seen all the new decorations that people are coming up with now, giant spiders, giant spider webs, 10-foot, 12-foot tall skeletons, enough to scare little kids, really. And it's hard to be scared a little. But meanwhile, hey, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show. It's a call-in radio show. If you have a phone, you can actually call into this show, 888-627-6008. If you're watching on the internet screen, well, the phone numbers are there. And, of course, if you're in some other country in the world, you have to... There's the other number to call in by. It's right there on the BBS radio program show. You know, a lot of people listen through that out of their computer. But if you're not, you'll have to go there to get the other number. I just don't have it in front of me now. But anyhow, hey, America, Canada, 888-627-6008. Well, I don't know about you, but I participated in the global meditation for peace in the Middle East, especially peace in Palestine and Israeli territory. You know, these people have to stop fighting. You know, the famous John Lennon once coined the phrase, give peace a chance. And people of the world need to seriously think about it. We need to stop these wars. Sure, somebody bad did something, and people want revenge. But, like, you know, it's just gone long enough now. You know, thousands and thousands of people have got killed. Why do we want to pursue this? Neither side is going to win. You know, I mean, that's the way we have it nowadays, basically. Same thing with Ukraine and Russia. You know, it's got to be a war forever. And, of course, that's what the world controllers want. They want to make money. Those nasty world controllers. Let me tell you, I came across some shocking information this week. I wasn't aware of it because they've kept it pretty well secret. Maybe some of you out there have heard about this before. Do you know... the Obama and the Congress back in November of 2011, that's 12 years ago already, they repealed the Bill of Rights. Can you believe that? I mean, if that's true, American people don't have a Bill of Rights anymore because their evil, crooked Congress, along with evil Obama, the liar who was never born in America, the backstabber, the man who gave something like $1 billion worth of cash on a pallet over to Iran. Come on. How traitorous can you be? But anyhow, that's it. Obama and the crooked Congress of 2011 repealed the Bill of Rights. We should be outraged beyond belief. How has that been kept secret for so long? And also in February of 2012, the rotten Congress and the president signed it, Obama, I believe, unless repealed the First Amendment. Can you believe this? The First Amendment to the Constitution has been repealed? If these things are true, man, we ought to get a little angry about this and start calling on people. Why? We want to know the truth. Is that true, yes or no? I mean, really, a lot of this information I've picked up recently reading this, I think it's a 92-page report by retired Judge Dale. Oh, my God. I mean, it's just one horror story after the other. George Washington was a traitor. He formed this thing called the Virginia Colony or something like that. And our authority was monies that were being sent to these foreign countries. And I think the as crazy as it sounds, there's a French corporation that owns Washington, D.C. Can you believe that? They actually own it. Of course, you know, technically Washington, D.C. is not a part of the U.S., though we kind of been conned into believing it is. And it's unbelievable. Some French authority has been has some phony corporation called United States. Isn't that clever? Privately owned French corporation has control of D.C. How the hell could this happen? And why isn't anybody talking about it? And I'd just like to bring out some points, you know, and let all this information persuade you in the 2024 election. Every Democrat and every Republican needs to write my name in, Tom Edison, because I'm running as an independent write-in candidate. I don't have to do anything except inform everybody that I'm doing this. You have to do the rest. You have to go out and write my name. And look at the jokers that are trying to get nominated for your parties. Don't you get it? You know, how many, I'll repeat that again. 529 members of Congress repealed the Bill of Rights. You know, that says all your politicians are crooked. There's only 535 people in Congress. So, less those six that refuse to go along with this, 529 out of 535 Congress people got together to repeal the Bill of Rights, and most of them were Democrats and Republicans. Do you still want to go out and vote for these people, especially for President of the United States? You know how many crooked presidents we've had? Too many to count. You guys got to get a hold of this Judge Dale info, retired Judge Dale. He's got 92 pages of stuff. I think I've gone through about 75, 77, something like that. And it's just unbelievable, all the things that the traitorous behavior, the people that wrote the Declaration of Independence, they set up this thing, they got rid of, oh my God, they got rid of the what's called, let me say, this is an unfamiliar word to most of us, allodial deed for property, where you would own the whole thing. And you only can get an allodial deed now in Texas, or maybe Nevada, too. But, I mean, do you think you own your house? No, you don't. The mortgage, the people collecting the mortgage, there's all people collecting on collectors, and collectors collecting on collectors, and a portion of the money actually goes to the crown in England, you know, or that city of London, that 1 mile square city in London that's not part of any world government, autonomous, and where all the bankers' headquarters are. And the royal family's tied in with this too. And they are siphoning money off us every year. It's been going on for a long, long time, way over 100 years. And there's all kinds of bad deals been made. Come on, everybody knows about the Federal Reserve now. And of course, it's interesting to find that the IRS is another foreign-owned company. Doesn't even belong to the United States. Boy, have they tricked us. And this ought to make you angry enough to understand Democrat and Republican parties are the traitors. And they keep the Congress locked up in a logjam, and nothing ever gets done except what big money pays them to do. So you have to be, if you're going to go out and vote in that 2024 election, you have to be literally out of your friggin' mind to vote for a Democrat or Republican candidate. And forget about Trump. Come on. He don't know crap, and he don't know how to solve problems. Meanwhile, there's somebody like me, a common man. Yeah, I am the common man candidate. I've got a lot of knowledge, a lot more than most people. I guarantee if you lined everybody up in the Congress and weighed their intelligence against mine, they wouldn't even have a chance. We can stick Trump in that with that group, too. You know, I'm not a Trump hater, but at the same time, he doesn't know how to be great president for the United States. He did his best, but wasn't good enough. And then he didn't hold on to his title. He underestimated the enemy. Well, let me tell you something. There's no way, if every Democrat and every Republican votes for me, Tom Edison, writes in my name next election day, there's no way in hell or heaven or whatever that the Democrats and Republicans are going to get their candidate to win the election. It's just, they won't even be suspecting this to happen. They don't think they have it in the bag. But this is the only way to beat them, with the write-in candidate, because they know if they can keep tabs on write-in candidates, and they don't believe anybody could get enough votes. Well, I'm telling you, there's 1,001 reasons to not vote for the Democrat or Republican presidential candidate, you know, because it'll just be more of the same crap, the party politics, the log jams, the, you know, I won't sign that bill you just passed, and you need 2/3 votes to override me and something. It's just going to be more of the crazy stuff, and they're all crooks. There must be 10,001 reasons never to vote for a Democrat or Republican president. Sure, the parties are not going to dissolve themselves, but in the presidential election, we had that thing called the write-in candidate. You know, I don't have to do any paperwork. Get it? You know, they can't get me onto any technicalities or like that. All I have to do is convince people to vote for me. And with all those losers in the Democrat and Republican parties, you ought to consider somebody intelligent, not like me. Read my book, Connect the Dots Theory, and you'll get a glimpse of just how much knowledge I had. And I'm the only guy on the planet who can get the Democrats and Republicans in Congress to start getting along with each other. Is anybody else claiming to do that? Well, I just I'd let everybody know. Look how your government, Democrat presidential government, is dealing with the Middle East. They gave Israel a blank slate. Just do whatever you want. You know, not realizing, like, you know, let's cool down with this. You know, if you want to wipe them off the map, why don't you just send them a nuclear bomb? No, we don't want you to do that. But at the same time, you know, enough is enough. We're so tired with that. And look at all the money, taxpayers' money, they poured over into the Ukraine. And here they're going to do it again with Israel now, taking your taxpayer dollars and just tossing it away where it's not going to help anything. It'll help kill people. That's all it will do. And put more money in the pockets of the crooked politicians and crooked world rulers. You know, when I listen to these people, these leaders of these countries, they're all crooks. They're all dirt bags. They're all, they have no ethics, none of them. And you'll be getting more of the same if you elect a Democrat or Republican presidential candidate. And you know, they're both planning on winning the election, both the parties, by cheating. Well, it's going to be hard to cheat if every registered Democrat and every registered Republican writes in my name. It's going to be pretty hard for them to cheat. They ain't going to be able to pull it out. They won't even know what happened until the next day. And, of course, you know, I need the support of people to go do that, and I need support of people to, for me to in protecting my vote. There'll have to be a person at every polling station to verify how many people came in and voted for me, you know, so they don't have a chance to cheat. And, you know, I'm calling for, I mean, regardless of whether you vote for me or not, we got to get rid of the electronic machines, at least the ones we have now, because there are no safeguards on them. You know, I've mentioned it before, 20 years ago, I wanted to do something right, and I invented an electronic voting machine with safeguards in it that you can't cheat on. Well, nobody was interested. I went everywhere, knocked on everybody's door, and I thought, you know, that people in government might actually want that. And apparently they don't. They all want to cheat and win elections like that. But unless somebody else comes up with a tamper-proof electronic voting machine, we can't use them in the next election. And we, the people, have to start taking control of our world. You know, I hate to keep talking about this, but I have to talk about it for a couple of minutes. This is serious shit in America here. And I've just given you some shocking information, and don't take my word. Go check it out yourself. Has the Bill of Rights been taken away from us? Has the First Amendment been taken away from us by those crooked, backstabbing people in Congress? And what else did I learn from this Judge Dale guy, retired Judge Dale? Oh, yeah, the American Bar Association, that's an abbreviation, B-A-R, stands for British something, whatever it stands for. Yeah, it's British-owned. And lawyers become part of that, and they have to pledge allegiance to the Queen. Did you ever hear anything crazy like that? Why aren't we being told like that? Why are we allowing this stupid shit to happen? What sense does it make for an American lawyer to have to pledge allegiance to the Queen of England, or it would be the King now? You know, and we call these people lawyers, and they go to court, and they share the profits when you get prosecuted in court. I hear the both attorneys, prosecution and defense, and the judge all get a share of the pie. Well, no wonder why they want to keep convicting people. For the money, the penalties and the fines. You can guarantee that big fine that Trump got the other day. Oh, they divided that up right away. They're on Easy Street now. And they'll be looking to give them more fines, too, because that's what they do with the money. And, you know, we all don't have a proper birth certificate. Actually, your birth certificate declares, when you read it properly and legally, as they say, declares you're dead. Your birth certificate has you as a dead entity. And that's why the government can run a rough shot over you. Until you get a real birth certificate that proves you're a living person, and the one they don't even give you the one, you only get a copy. That's how crooked this whole thing has been going on. And then the thing called the straw man, and then they sell your dead name on the stock market or something like that, and they put it into a trust fund, which I guess they know how to rob every once in a while when they need some extra money. And this is the crap that's going on. And you can thank the Democrats and the Republicans. They've been running roughshod over this country for over 100 years, you know? And they've whittled away your rights little by little. So if you get a chance, retired Judge Dale. Read what he has to offer. It's shocking. And it's shocking that, you know, everybody is jumping on the bandwagon for the second war over there. First Ukraine war, now the Israeli-Palestine. Well, I did my part. I participated in the mass meditation, meditating for peace. You know, the more people that participate in the meditation, the stronger it is. And it's been proven that these things do work if you have enough people. And unfortunately, enough people don't participate in this, but you're not going to hear anything about this on mainstream media news, no siree. You'll hear it on shows like mine, and if you're on Twitter, you'll probably run across it a lot. And I tell people, you know, join Twitter. I think you can actually view anything. You just can't interact with anything, but you don't even have to join. But you certainly should be viewing, searching it. And hey, I see you go to BBS Radio, name of my show, Connect the Dots, click on my name, Tom Edison, and you'll see all the things I'm connected to. Plus, you'll see my most recent tweets, or I do a lot of retweets. Sometimes I add my two cents to it. Yeah, the ones I were doing today was trying to get more people to participate in global mass meditation. Because we all do it at the same time via our respective time zones, and we focus on what the message is up on the page sitting in front of your computer, and you focus on what the message is on the screen, and there's an audio that goes with it too. It's really easy to do, and it helps with helps you learn envisioning techniques. Because that's the little screen you can put up in the corner of your mind. You can envision something like playing a movie up there if you want. And the more you learn how to do this, the better you become at it. Yeah. And what else, when you participate in these mass meditations, you learn about invoking the violet flame for protection. They'll tell you in that. And in that on the screen there. And then they guide you with what to envision and your job to envision it. And then the violet flame also, you ask the violet flame, yeah, you talk to these things. Basically, that's what we should be doing. These are real things. You know, a violet flame isn't something to get on your kitchen stove. No, this is a violet flame of energy. The color of the frequency is where the power is. And it can you can invoke it to come down around you, surround you, and protect you from any negative frequencies. And you can also ask the dear violet flame to please transmute any vibrations that are not of service to the light. The light is the goodness. The darkness is not good. And we don't have to have darkness to see the light. That's, you know, that's those evil ETs, you know, putting their propaganda out there to keep us controlled. You know, the prison planet that we live on is, the prison gates are being opened. It won't really fully happen until the event. Now, if you listen to my show, you must have heard about the event. It's the quantum recrystallization of all matter when this whoosh of energy comes over the planet. And it'll be like a moment in time that has never happened before, and who knows, may never happen again, but it's going to happen here on planet Earth, I believe, for the first time. And it's connected with the planetary ascension, and that's why all the people on Twitter, the ones I follow and interact with, we're all talking about increasing your vibration, and you do that by working with your chakras. You know, you got the seven basic ones, you know, root chakra connected to the chakra, connected to the chakra, connected to your heart chakra. Yeah. Up to your crown. And then there's chakras out of the body. Some of these, that's where you're going to pull that light in from the central sun. I believe it's the 20th chakra. Well, there's a lot to learn about chakras, but the main thing is to connect your seven inside your body and find out about them, you know. And they're coordinated with the color scheme, Roy G. Biv, you know, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. Hey, there's that word violet again. Yeah, she's a good friend of mine. No, the violet flame, invoke it for protection, and then you can invoke it to clear up bad energy. You know, someone should invoke the violet flame over the whole Middle East here and quickly dissipate all that negative energy. Well, it's just a suggestion, but, you know, we might need more than just one person to try to make that happen. But anyway, you have to have your, in order to ascend, you have to have your chakras all functioning. You know, they were all turned off. Most of them were by that nasty Anunnaki group from landed here over 400,000 years ago. It's plenty of info about it in the stone clay tablets over there in Persia, which is now probably Iran. That's the problem, you know, because we need, in order to ascend of this world, we need to have our chakras functioning. But hey, the good news is, even if your chakras are not all connected to you, yet, we have our galactic brothers and sisters out there from other star nations that are in our solar system now on their motherships, and they can, they claim they are working to reconnect our chakras when we sleep and reconnect our DNA. You know, when all that stuff gets reconnected, we are going to be in fantastic shape. Literally. So everything is moving forward to this point called the event. And at the event, that quantum recrystallization of all matter is going to turn us carbon forms into silicon forms, which the silicon body is still a physical body. It's lighter and it doesn't need maintenance like this flesh and blood body does. You know? There will be no more sickness, no more viruses, no more fake doctors, and no more evil people around to make our lives miserable, and no more negative aliens on our planet. You know, it's coming, and we should all be looking forward for this moment coming up, the event. It's the most important thing that's ever happened in our universe. You know, there's more than one universe. There's, I guess, the universe that encompasses all the universes, but there is more than one universe. And I've said it before, the creator suns, and you might have a long definition of that, but as I understand it, the creator suns, of which there are thousands, created by the Heavenly Father, the single source of all there is, the creator suns create the universes with the help of the power of God. Yes. And that's why the negative, that's why the negative forces be turned into vampire pirates having to suck energy off other beings. Because when they broke away their connection from God, though they really weren't totally broken away, but they broke away enough that they stupidly cut themselves off of their free food supply, free energy supply, and they were just doomed to eventually die out with no chance of ascending because they broke the connection. In order to ascend, you have to have all functional stargates working, 1 through 12. And the negative forces, the rebels, broke away, blew up Stargate 12. So then they blew away their connection to ascend into the higher realms, like the 13th, 14th, or 15th dimension, if you look at that model, or that above it, and there's plenty above it. Most people don't realize before the creator sons or the creator gods were, and you might be confusing that term with other things because there's so much confusing stories out there. Before they created the physical universes, there was no sex. All creatures were sexless. And all the creations that the Heavenly Father had made with his creation upon creation upon creation, they were all spiritual creations. There were no physical beings. It wasn't until beings designed to create universes, these were the creator sons, whom I'm aware of, Jesus is one of them, and his counterpart, he had a counterpart that he helped create our universe and all the creatures within it with the approval of the Heavenly Father. You know, it's co-creation, it's called, and that's how it works. And so until the universes of the physical worlds are created, there is no sex. There is no sex creatures. So that's why that's the most one of the stupidest arguments people want to argue. Well, no, God's a man. No, it's one to one. There was no such thing as sex yet in the beginning. And for eons and eons of time, there was nothing physical. They were all spiritual creations, consciousnesses without one. Yes. And of course, that's where we're all headed back to consciousness without form. But we can dilly-dally down here in the physical realms as long as we want. But right now, I think we've all had it with this eventual people in control of our world. They're all crooks. They're all evil. They're all pawns of the negative aliens. And we're tired of this. So we all should be looking forward to the event. It's happening soon. I say it'll has to happen within the next 2 years. Hey, if it doesn't, well, I'll cross that bridge when I get there. But I'm counting on it happen within the next 2 years. Maybe it'll happen in a year and a half. But we need to get ourselves ready for it and be willing to accept it, because we're going to transform like the caterpillar into the butterfly. Well, that's what this quantum recrystallization of all matter is going to do. And we won't have to die either. We'll just transcend from one shape into another, and that be a glorious moment. And then to know that we're finally rid the evil creatures, entities, pawns that are still holding out, diehards here on planet Earth, even though they know they're not going to win. But that's the kind of evil trash they are. Well, they won't be able to follow us into the fifth dimension when the event happens, because their frequencies won't be high enough. They're filled up with anger and hate and suffering and power, all these negative vibrations, and they just won't be vibrating fast high enough to be able to exist in the fifth dimension. But it's important we too get our energy levels to vibrate. The faster, the higher we can vibrate, the sooner the event can happen, really. So we can all, if we participate, to start working on ourselves. You know, it's probably the thing that we've all neglected our whole lives. We're just out here having fun, like myself. most of my life. That was the prime goal, to go out and have fun, enjoy life. And man, I did more than my share. But we've all been guilty, me too, of neglecting our chakra systems. We thought meditations were for, you know, weird people or something, you know. You had to be, you couldn't be normal and a fun type person and get into meditation. Well, it's not true at all. Actually, meditation will help us reconnect our dormant chakras and help raise our vibration. And we do it with visualization too. We start visualizing that there's this great light called the central sun, which is a living entity, by the way. And we want to connect our mind to that and pull out or envision a pillar of light. And we want to bring that down through all 20 chakras. Yeah, we have, I think, as many as 20 that above us. You know, we have quite a few above us. Through all those chakras, and bring that pillar of light down through the top of our head, down through our base chakra, down to Mother Earth, bounce it back up. And as we exhale that white light, that pure pillar of white light, into our aura. And that raises our energy. Yeah, this is how we do it. It's mental power. And we need to start schooling ourselves on how to do this. And this is something we actually need to schedule. Whatever it is, 5-10 minutes a day. Not much, but that. Plus, we need to be going out in the sun, because the sun is giving us information into our third eye. Hopefully, our third eye is open enough to receive it. That's why it's important to work with your chakras and get everything working and running. And you always can ask for help. You know, it's the old saying, ask and ye shall receive. You know, if you don't want to do with a certain ascended master or something, person of great higher, of the great higher realms, you can make the request of the universe. And you can call and ask for help, and you'll get it. Your thoughts, your words go out into the universe, whether you know it or not. That's why it's important to speak things sometimes. And that's why it's important when you're dealing with channeling information. The person you're channeling the information with, you always have to question them 3 times. Like, where is your allegiance? And the person better give the right answer the same 3 times. If he tries to deviate from that, you know he's not for real. He's an imposter. How many people claim they're talking to Jesus? Well, Jesus does talk to people and communicate with people, but there's too many people. You know, it's just too many. How many people you know, believe they're talking to famous people and they're being duped? That's every demon's favorite one. Yeah, I'm the Lord Jesus. Yeah. I mean, I've come across some interesting stories, you know. But people that have called on the name of the Lord, and we're talking about the Lord Jesus, not anybody else's name, but the Lord Jesus, and they made amazing things happen. I mean, I know this woman that was dedicated her whole life to serving people. She prayed to God, and she asked to be sent on the mission to help the people who were catching the AIDS virus back when it had started. And she would go into honky-tonk bars, bad drug-infested neighborhoods, and no harm would ever come to her. And she was confident it wasn't, because she had entrusted her life to the Lord Jesus Christ and the Heavenly Father. And so she told me this one time at a bar. This is an interesting story. That certainly made a believer out of me that there is power in the calling on the name of Jesus. That she was minding her business in this, run-down bar in a bad neighborhood, and sitting at a table by herself, just having a small drink. And somebody keeps coming over and bothering her, and she keeps telling them to get away, you know? And the guy keeps coming back, he's drunk or whatever. So she says she stood up and put her hand out forth in his face, and she said, in the name of Jesus, get away. And this guy somehow flew 20 feet back and against the wall from her actions. But what was really was amazing was that nobody else saw that happen except her and except the guy. And he staggeredly gets up and sits down and behaves himself then. Well, I mean, you know, it certainly, and this person wasn't a liar. She dedicated her whole life to helping people down and trodden with the AIDS virus and the drug addiction and all that. And why would I doubt someone like that? Tell me a story. And she would go to church too every week. And she would tell, we would talk about the corruption of the church, and she would agree with me, you know? But she knew the real meaning of really connecting with the higher powers, and she was living it. Well, I hope that story has inspired people to take it seriously. There's power in the name of Jesus. Of course, you got to have a real true connection to be able to do that. Not everybody might be able to do that. If you don't have a strong connection and strong belief, I don't think you might not be able to pull that one off. But one true story is enough to convince me. And I have no reason to doubt that she would make up a story. She just wasn't that type of person. You know, there are a few people out there that don't lie, don't make up stories. I don't have to make up stories. I've got enough true stories to tell. What would I have to waste my time making up a phony story for? So, all I got to say is think about it. You know, there's so much happening. Hey, how many people out there saw the full moon tonight? And what can I say? I'm just looking at the clock here. This is a call-in radio show. Number is 888-627-6008. If you have something important to say, call in and share it with the world. This is BBS Radio, America Free Radio. This gets broadcast all around the globe. That's right. So if you have something to say, you can imagine people in other countries if you will be hearing what you have to say. So that is the deal. So how many people have seen the moon tonight? Big full moon. And Pray for Peace meditation was in my neighborhood, East Coast. It was at 4:14 p.m. And it was supposedly at the exact time of a moon eclipse or something. You know, look it up. I'm not sure. But I was too busy concentrating on the meditation and the part where, you know, you've inhaled in the love in your body, and then you put your hands out and you send that love to where it's needed. You know? And as John Lennon once said, give peace a chance. Yeah, if we only gave peace a chance, I think it would work out. Well, we have to stop the fighting. You know, there's a clever song written by an American songwriter. I'm not sure might have been Joni Mitchell, but Donovan did a good recording of it. We've all heard of Donovan. It's called The Universal Soldier. And though I can't think of all the words, but basically what it says, all of these big war heroes, none of their conquests would have been possible if it wasn't for the Universal Soldier, who donates his life to fight your battles. You know, without the Universal Soldier, these tyrants couldn't accomplish anything. So the point of the song is, when everybody who's in the military refuses to go out there and fight for these tyrants and dictators, heartless pieces of garbage that run these countries, when they all start refusing to fight, maybe we'll have some peace then. But it's coming either way. As the saying goes, the goddess wants peace, and peace it shall be. And when the event, you know, the goddess is Mother Earth. That's right. You know, there's more than one Mother Earth. There's the Gaia in the 7th, 8th, and 9th dimension, otherwise known as Density 3. And there was the tower in the 4th, 5th, and 6th dimension, and some people have claimed, or some entities have claimed, that we are the descendants of Tower. I mean, it's questionable, you know. The planet, it was exploded on purpose by the dark side. Density 2 Earth called Tower. And part of it became the Earth, but something gets exploded. It doesn't get exploded into spherical balls. You know, Earth is a sphere. The Flat Earthers, I ought to go watch a movie called Flatliners. But I wouldn't even debate that with anybody. It's just so stupid. But regardless, you know, if you want to convince yourself that the Earth is flat, well, hey, I guess you got a lot of friends back there in 14th century or 13th century in Europe, afraid to sail into the ocean, because they get to the edge and they fall right off. Oh, well, so much for that. So, yeah, Mother Earth is the goddess, our Mother Earth here. And she's still holding roots here for the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd dimensions, but she's going to be giving them up when the event happens. There will be no more 1st, 2nd, and 3rd dimension Earth here. And hopefully we're all at the, we've all done it ourselves or been helped by our galactic brothers and sisters, that our vibration be brought up to the level where we can easily exist in a 5th dimensional world. You know, as the dimensions go up, there are realms, there are zones of reality, and as you go up numerically up, the frequency rises. I've said it before and I'll say it again. You know, from a frequency of maximum frequency of 100,000 cycles per second, the next leap might be 1,000,000 cycles per second, followed by 1,000,000,000 cycles per second, and it jumps up. And so you can't just jump the whole jump all the parked cars at once like you were Evel Knievel. Nope. You have to increase your vibration to move ahead. And guess what? We, 5th dimension, there's so much we can do that we're going to learn to operate our Merkaba, which are the 2 spinning tetrahedrons of our energy field that support our aura. Yeah, one spins in one direction, the other spins in the other direction. And when we can learn to mentally operate that, that is our vehicle to go anywhere, any place, any time. We don't need an atmosphere to breathe once we mentally put ourselves in this Merkaba vehicle, they call it, with the two spinning tetrahedrons. The one up represents the male energy. The one pointing down represents the female energy. And I'm sure you can draw plenty of other parables with that. But that will be our, everyone will have their own vehicle. I mean, you don't automatically get it. You have to be taught how to activate this thing. And we will as soon as we get into the fifth dimension. And we got the free replicators coming, and we got the med beds that we can rejuvenate our bodies into younger looking bodies. And we all want to look young. So I guess we'll all become the planet of young people. Hey, it's something to look forward to. I mean, really. And bodies that don't get sick, you know. We have replicators to make any kind of tasty food we want. I don't think we even have to eat, really. We're going to be, you know, moving into breathers. We're going to breathe the air. I've read stories about some people have claimed to be breatharians, where they can just breathe the air, deep breaths, and get all their energy and nutrients out of the air. Of course, I guess it would work better if the air was pure. You know, we've had our whole planet destroyed by these madmen, egotistic, power-hungry demons, serving madmen that are in charge of all the countries in the world right now. And I tell you this, again, I'll go back to the election. 2024 comes. If you're listening to my voice, you better seriously think about writing my name in Tom Addison as a write-in candidate for President of the United States. Because if it's a Democrat or Republican, it's going to be another demon-serving, warmongering idiot that won't do anything for you, the people, and it'll keep the logjam in Congress. You know, the only way to get end the logjam in Congress is to have the ingenuity to be able to convince the Democrats and Republicans to get along. And I can easily do that with the power of suggestion. I don't think your boy Trump can do that. I've got nothing against Trump. I think he's a very entertaining person. And hey, if I get elected president, you know, he'll have a right to come in and contribute whatever he wants to. You know, I'm not against people contributing. But, you know, I'm at the point now where I understand, look, we, the concerned people, have to take command of the situation one way or the other. And the only way I know how to take command of the situation is at top spot, because then I can just give the orders. Tell them, hey, I want you to fix this. I want you to fix that. And, you know, it's like, there's so many things I learned in life. You know, there's no reason for people to suffer from floods. All you have to do is plan for it correctly. You know, don't go to the Army Corps of Engineers. They've let people down all along with their dams that break, and they don't know how to figure things out. I mean, after all, they're military people, you know? Military people don't teach out people how to think. They teach you how to follow orders and obey commands. And, of course, all the command structures are being used against us, the people. And we don't even have rights. We don't have a Bill of Rights, according to Judge Dale. Lost our First Amendment to him. We're in bad shape. So, like Ross Perot said when he ran, the last great person to challenge the Democrats and Republicans, he said the American people have to start acting like bosses. Well, hey, I'm ready to act like a boss, running for president. And as a write-in candidate, the only way to beat the big guys, because they don't think I can do it. Well, everybody out there, help me prove them wrong. And then maybe with somebody who isn't part of the whole scamming shebang will be able to make use of his authority to get things to work out right, you know? Any town can be flood-free. All you have to do is contact me. I don't hear the phone ringing off the hook. And nobody wants to fix anything or do anything. All people want to do is make money and brag to their friends about, look how much money I have. Look at the new Tesla I have. And by the way, people are finally finding out about the scams about electric cars. They just install some new hundreds or thousands of new charging ports, and of course taxpayers pay for this. That you need a diesel engine to charge up the chargers. So how are electric cars green? You know, you still need the diesel motor to charge up the chargers to charge your electric car. Yeah, whatever. People are finally tuning into that. And those stupid, crazy people on mainstream media TV, they're still running the commercials trying to trick people into getting poison vaccines. Get your poison vaccines. Get them now. Get your poison vaccines before Halloween. Yeah. You and your friend come in and we'll give you a half price on your poison vaccines. I'll say it again. Vaccines are illogical for many, many reasons. And nobody can prove me wrong on that. Nobody. Open the stargates. Get rid of those aliens. Keep those aliens out. And like I said, I think about a couple of weeks ago, the good news was all the according to the portal, 2012portal.blogspot.com, the official intel from the resistance movements, who's removing the bad guys and all the other bad things that have been placed around our planet. All the physical reptilians are gone. All the physical Dracos are gone. All the physical Chimera giant spiders are gone. And things are looking good. They've, the giant computer that the dark forces use, global computer, to hassle us with different things, that's been taken down too. So things are looking up. They claim the only thing is this lurker anomaly that has to be dealt with. Well, hey, they better deal with it. We don't know what the hell to do with it. And as long as I've been following this, we need to give these guys thanks. And hopefully they'll put the final nails in the coffin on the dark forces. And then the event will happen, and we'll all ascend into the fifth dimension, and it will be like heaven on earth. And okay, we're coming to the end of the show, and you get to hear 30 seconds of my party song. Are you the party in kind? I am, are you? One of the most tasteful lead guitar solos ever put out there on vinyl. Or should I say CD, disc. Followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Listen to the words. It could be your anthem, too. Okay, tell your friends, hey, to call in to my radio show next week. Tell your friends to listen in, you know. Anybody has anything important to say, this is the show to say it on. It's Radio Free America. We can say whatever we want here. It's BBS Internet Radio, and the name of the show is Connect the Dots. At midnight to 1 a.m., you know. On a Saturday night on Central Daylight Time Zone. Hey, don't turn your clock back tonight. Next week, we're going to turn the clock back, and we're going to turn it back on my show. How about that? Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. 5-4-3-2-1-0.
just a statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, no, I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join till I'm in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Or no, I was here, took my stand without fear, get it clear to